Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching and Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, Reiki master, published author, and I got several CDs out. Expand Your Life, Letting Go, Fear Is My Friend. But each one of these CDs have a uniqueness to them, and they're going to talk to your subliminal self. And they will expand you. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. It opens you up to engage in your daily life, to see the wisdom in your daily life, and not just imagine it or dream it, because you got to unclutter it and unmask it in daily experiences of who you are. And see, there is no happen by chance things in your life. They all come on purpose, and they're there. And when you overlook the homeless or somebody you think is unsavory, you're actually dodging the learning lesson. And when you think you're smarter than somebody or better because of who you are, your arrogance is limiting your learning. And that's the biggest thing that's going to happen to you. And, you know, I've been in this coaching and spiritual world for now for going on 12 years. And there's more fear and more arrogance in the coaching world. Somebody thinks they're just because they can coach somebody. But that client is also my teacher, because they're bringing something I'm afraid to look at within myself. And see, when you think you're the coach and you're the one looking at the world, you're going to find out that client is going to open something up. And what you don't like about somebody or you think is a negative, that's your negative, not theirs. Because that's your thoughts, your reactions, your everything. And that's what's going on in the world today. We're really, really today ingrained in a manipulation. The economy has never been anything but a manipulation. The oil prices today are speculation. They're up there because people can speculate on it, and the people believe it. And there was a lady who wrote a deal about the Walmart CEO. And she didn't like the way the company was going, so she put a petition on the internet. Whether that's right, wrong, or indifferent, it doesn't matter. It's just what she did. And, you know, more people were saying to fire her than understanding all she was trying to do is open the company up to see they were going the wrong way. And I read the comments on there. There wasn't one of them people had the guts to say anything. They were all sheeple. Every comment on there was about a sheeple. They were followers, and all they cared about is what management said. This country does not have the grit and get to get out of this situation, because we think business is first. Business is nothing but a byproduct of people having money. Until we expand out of the old adage that business, we have to take care of business. Well, that's a lie. Business has to take care of the people. And, you know, when I was younger, there was certain customer service. Now you walk in a store, you may walk for 5 to 10 minutes before you find somebody in these big stores. And the customer service is really, really bad, but that isn't all that's bad. You know, CEOs and things like this, they get the big dollars. And do they serve them? Probably. But here's the thing. How is the high wages of the CEOs inflationary? We use inflation and deflation to control the economy and steal people's wealth. That's all them are, is two fictitious things to set up. And they really couldn't steal the wealth when we was on the gold standard, because the dollar had an intrinsic value. It doesn't now. And that's something, if you're paying attention, you really, really notice that the manipulation of the dollar. And, you know, China, you know, this is just facts. China is going to be the currency because they're a solvent country. The only thing solvent in this country right now is the people's untapped ability and innovation. And that's what the world is really, really expanding into right now. Because when you start looking at this, you're going to discover that you actually are the leader of your life. We're waiting for these politicians, and the politicians, they're ingrained in Washington, D.C. They're in that environment. And, you know, would I be different? I'd like to say yes, but I don't think so. Because you get caught up and you have lunch with the same people, you hear the same thing, it takes over your mind. You know, no more than the world has going on, the politicians should spend 30 days at home, 30 days in Washington, D.C., or 45 days at home and 15 days in Washington, D.C. And they should be out meeting people and seeing what's going on. They're out of touch. And when you have an ideology or a political party, your view is slanted, so you're not always going the right way. But the economy today, and a recession happens when the wealth is starting to go to the people. If you notice, the recession, the downturns are getting longer, and the good times are getting shorter because we don't understand wealth and success. And the school system, and the Harvard Business School is the one the United States goes off of pretty much, teaches arrogance and it teaches domination and imprisoning people into a job. You know, people die to give us a 40-hour work week and an 8-hour day, and we've tore that up. We're thinking it's bad. You know, I've worked the different shifts. You know, 40 hours a week is pretty nice. 8 hours, you have a life. And this country and the world right now is headed south. And it ain't the union's fault. It isn't anybody's fault. It's everybody's challenge to face because we have to open up our own innovation to move this forward. And everybody that comes up with a good idea that'll make them money, they listen to their friends and present it to their friends. And your friends are dream stealers. They're good people, but most of them are dream stealers. And that's something that you really have to open up to, because when they steal your dreams, they're keeping you locked into where they are. But if you watch the economy in the recession, they get up to so high, and now they're just pocket. There's places in there that doesn't have a good economy or a bad economy. They all slither in and stay down low, and they do that. But when the economy gets to a certain point, the powers to be and everybody gets worried about inflation. While inflation is taught for control. And that's something I didn't understand. Well, I've understood it for a long time, but it's really come to a realization. They're using it to control the innovation of the world, of people. Because if people started actually stepping out and doing their own innovation, they feel they're less controllable. And that's not true. People that are making money are more docile and more easily controlled, but they don't know what they're controlling. They passed 278,000 laws. And they got us so restricted and constricted that we don't know what we can do. There's everything, you know, and they can probably cut them laws in half and do a whole bunch of other things. But they need to get out into the populace and see what's going on, the politicians do. And the politicians don't understand the pain of the people, because when it says a politician against individuals nurturing campaign contributions, that was what pain really means to them. And see, here's the thing. We have to open up to ourselves, and we have to start communicating with each other with innovation, inspiration. I've got a new website I'm starting called Common Sense Politically Incorrect. And that's going to be a blogging site for people to put innovative ideas and tell the world what they have going on and present themselves and allow people to go back and forth and meet people. Maybe two people get together and have and start a new company. But this country's got to get back to basics and get back to mom and pop stores and the smallness that made us great. And that's what it is. And see, that lady that did that for Walmart, I bless her for having the guts to do it. But you should go read the comments. Now, if you want to see followers, and I was in Las Vegas, and it was when Matthew Stafford, it's a quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons, was coming out. They thought that the owner had a right to investigate and stick his nose in his private affairs. We don't understand the Constitution no more and freedom. We're too ingrained in staying the same than we are to move forward. And that's the challenge the world faces right now. We're too afraid of life. There's nothing here for us. We don't understand. To expand, we have to let go of the old ways. And that's what this is. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching is about, is opening people up to see how we've been ingrained. And even when you're right and you hear something with don't, won't, can't, and all that other stuff, you have to open your eyes to see how they're trying to control you. And the media loves fear. They like putting fear into it. Well, when they get done putting the fear and people get over their fear, that's when challenges are going to happen. And we got an innovation and a revolutionary innovation coming. I mean innovation. I'm talking about gadgets. The internet is just really young, but, you know, what's there something on there for you? And see, one thing about doing it in a physical form, it isn't going to take us anywhere. This has to be individual innovation to move the world forward, and that's what we're doing here. Everybody has a gadget that will move the world forward. There's some people out there have a new way to build cars. They have ways to do that, but the trouble is you have to get by the big three and the control of the banking system. And see, when they can control this, they can pass laws. And, you know, people are getting blamed for their houses. Yeah, maybe they didn't, but what if the housing went to crash and they sold their house for $400,000? You know, it's kind of fun to watch the media and everybody about this. When the housing boom was going on, you got to buy a house. Mortgage this, sell everything, get a house, you'll make money. Now it's shouldn't have bought the house because you did this. See, you got to watch the phoniness of the manipulation of the media, and that's where we're at. And the economy is a total manipulation, and they get us into buying this and buying that. And the stock market actually is smoke and mirrors, but it's kind of fun to watch, and it does make people money when you understand. And if they really wanted the people to be wealthy, we wouldn't be teaching what we're teaching in school. We'd be teaching prosperity. And see, college education, the business schools teach domination and poverty consciousness and a selfishness that it's all about you and your business and everybody else don't matter. How do you feel about that? Because we're really engaged in yesterday's stuff. And reading them comments today, that really showed me that people think the boss and the CEO are right. It was almost every one of them comments, but two or three would have been Tories during the Revolutionary War. They're not Americans, because Americans used to have a forthrightness. Now we have a controlled frequency we live in. Am I guilty? You bet. I don't get a free ride just because I'm the one talking. And see, it's like the talk show host. You look at most of them haven't done anything but run their mouth and speak a lot. And, you know, we're giving Ronald Reagan a lot of credit for a lot of things, but I was working in the oil field in 1983 when it shut down. So the oil deal is more Reagan's baby than anybody. And Ronald Reagan also closed all the loopholes in the tax system. The tax system we're under today is Ronald Reagan. In 1986, I can remember everybody was all wound up about the tax system. So, you know, there isn't a president that hasn't been involved, so none of them get a free ride. Reagan and Clinton could articulate themselves better. So that's what that is. You know, when we're relying on other people, such as politicians, bankers, and everybody to run our lives, we're the one falling out. And am I guilty? You bet. I mean, I get no free rides. I've done everything, and I'm really now just starting to open my eyes to all this really wide. But to me, it's innovation and the talent in the people of the country that will bring this back. And it's going to be the blue collar, the uneducated, the blue collar worker brings the white collar back, because the white collar can't see beyond their computer or the books or the college system, and they're too arrogant to understand people do have wisdom to move us forward. And that's where the real secret lies. When people really engage in everything, they'll see, when they open their eyes, they will see they have the wisdom and the innovation. And really, you have to let go of what other people think. And that's a big one. Because the think is the state of the overthink and the mundane. We're living a mundane world, and we're locked into a phoniness that never quits. And that's what's wrong with the world. And we look at business leaders and we look at people with money as bad. And then on the other hand, we look at them as what we want to be. And there is a lot of rich people out there with a lot of integrity. But I can tell you one thing. I know one reason why rich people don't like helping. If they help somebody and it doesn't come out, they're going to get sued. And see, we're too sue happy. There was a guy, I read this article on the internet. His boy got caught cheating. He said, well, he should get by the first time and they should do it to him the second time. I thought to myself, if your son got caught cheating, man, when I was growing up, oh, that would have been, that wouldn't have been a hug and a kiss, that's for sure. But see, we're so lenient now and we think we should have it easy. Life is easy when you let it quit being a struggle. But the thing is we have to open up and see the manipulation. And it's up to you and me and everybody in the world to start communicating. And the world is so afraid of what everybody else knows or what somebody knows. And we're not sure of what to do. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Coaching, and Common Sense Politically Incorrect, and Cowboy Wisdom, NLP Radio is about. It's about opening your eyes to see your true innovative talent so you can live your life. Well, is there a growing pain? Yes. I've been at this for 12 years, and now I'm just starting to understand how to do this. And there's several little tricks I've understood, but a lot of people are afraid to go where they're at. And most coaches are trying to sell corporate America. I'm not selling corporate America. I'm selling innovation. And is there going to be challenges? Yes. Is there going to be some downright ornery days? Yes. Is there going to be some blissful days? Yes. And once you start stepping into this, is life going to become easier? No. It's going to become more energetic and more fulfilling and more willing to engage in your life. But is it going to be easy? No. Because you're going to start engaging in a bigger part of your own self. And you're going to start discovering things about yourself you never understood was even there. And that's the thing. You got to understand how vulnerable, unconquerable, and unquestionably talented you are. And everybody's talented. You know, this is something I've been looking at. You know, I got a friend. And she's got autistic kids, and there's a lot of autism in the world. But a lot of them kids weren't autistic until they got vaccinated, too. That's what I'm reading on some of them. But, you know, here's the kid thing. We don't try to understand autism. We're trying to make autism understand us. And so who's really the one handicapped? We're supposed to be the one bigger and bolder, but we're really the one ingrained in the same. Because if they ain't like us, they got to be bad. And that's not true. That is not true. They're actually our teachers. You know, when the bullies are picking, bullying is an insecurity, and that's the parents' fault. They should be suing any kids with parents, any kid that's getting bullied, and you know, they've had some commit suicide, they should be suing them parents because that's bad parenting. If we had did that when I was growing up, holy cow, they wouldn't have went for it. And, you know, the thing is parents today are too insecure and immature to move to be parents. They're selfish and immature, and I'm noticing that a lot. And, you know, another thing I notice a lot is parents tell the kids and then turn their back. In a grocery store, it's nothing to see as the parents an aisle or two away from their kids. Parents don't pay attention to their kids. They really don't. And that's something that's really big in this world right now. But we're too afraid to move this forward. And my fear, letting go CD, you will let go and you will expand. And fear is my friend, expanding us through revelation that will really open people up to a new paradigm. Because you really, really have to understand fear is an emotional attachment. And that's what's going on in this world today. We're too afraid to move forward because we fear what we have, we fear what we don't have, we fear what everybody else has. That, ladies and gentlemen, is going to hold us right where we're at forever. And it's about you looking at yourself in the mirror and moving yourself forward. And when you can do that, that will do wonders for you. And see, you're the one that's looking in the mirror of your life. And see, here's the thing. Today, everybody thinks they should have it easy and it's a free ride. And it's a easiness of what we think we should have is the biggest challenge in life. But when you choose to engage in yourself, you're choosing to engage in your own prosperity. And, you know, when I work as an electrician, I put 10 hours a day of my ingenuity into making somebody else's money. And then I come home and I do my coaching and speaking because here's the thing. My stuff is new and it's not mainstream. But it does expand you to understand you can live your desired life when you engage in that desired life. Freedom flows to those who know. It really does. And see, you can't be free thinking anything else but what we're doing. Life isn't about being controlled. Life is about innovation. And when this country was young and we didn't have all the contraptions we have now, how did that stuff come about? We've really lost the pioneering, innovative spirit in this country. And that's what's going to open up and come back. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. Is I want to engage in the innovation of the world. Not what's wrong and all the challenges. Because that's too college medicated and ingrained by corporations. And we think bigger is better when smaller is greater. And see, that's what really happened. We've lost the community, communal stuff. Like this area, I'm in Portland, Oregon right now. This area was special to something. Wood, lumber, San Antonio, Texas. They all were unique, and now we've lost it. And you look at all the big cities now, they all got the same stores, the same thing, and everything happens in the same way. And that's what I'm really starting to notice in life. And that's my own perception, but it's really about opening your eyes to see that the manipulation of the economy is really a poverty consciousness. A recession is poverty consciousness because it reaches up, and then people get scared that it's getting too far and going too fast, so they bring it back. And then the next thing, when they try to control it, we're in a recession. And the recession always lasts. Seems like it lasts way longer now than prosperity. But so when you take the manipulation and take the manipulators out of your life, what's going to happen? And the oil prices are 100% manipulated right now. You know, look at their bottom line. They're making billions of dollars. And I'm okay with them making billions. But just put it down where it's affordable for everybody. But we'll never will, because the politicians are on campaign contributions from the oil company. And that is something we have to really start over. But Congress and the politicians, they're not going to do anything because they're ingrained right where they're at. And that's what they know. That's all they know, is where they're at in life. And see, we've been taught through a college system that it's business. If business ain't making money, the people can't make money. Well, that's not true. The people have to make money to make business. See, the poverty consciousness of business is actually shrinking their bottom line. And, you know, teaching this is a whole new concept, but it's all going to get featured over the next few years. Trust me, it is. And, you know, business is just a busy person. And, you know, we're too ingrained that, oh, I got to make my money. But see, when we used to have strong unions, the wealth was being distributed through wages. And people would rather give money away than see somebody else. And, you know, the CEO for Occidental makes $300 million. What if they cut him to $100 million and give the people in the company $200 million amongst them all? What would that do to the company, and what would that do for the economy? See, businesses forgot they're part of the community. And that's the thing. Business, the big businesses of today forget they're part of a community, and they don't want to see their community thrive. And you see that all over now. It's all about the business. It isn't about community and people. Our streets suck. We're really in bad infrastructure. And nobody knows how to do it but lower wages and lower. Expand would scare these guys into oblivion. They will never understand high wages. So they got to be me, you know, according. And see, we've been so taught through college education that low wages, it's got to be low wages. Well, if low wages will work since being in time, this world should be in prosperity. The late 90s proved that high wages were the answer to life. But Bill Gates, with Microsoft, he saw him making money, so he opened up H-1B visas. He actually was an anti-American, taking American people's money. And that's something this country has to give back into, some patriotism towards the community and the people. And that is what life is all about. And we're never going to happen because we're too greedy, and we got to go down more. We're going to have to spiral downward to come up, because people don't understand it's going to take people making money. And that is really what this is all about. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP. Cowboy Wisdom NLP coaching. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. My new website is commonsensepoliticallyincorrect.com. And this radio show is here Tuesdays and Thursdays. Guests are welcome. And my email is rob@cowboy-wisdom.com. And I am a hypnotherapist and a coach, and I'm into opening your innovation. And that's going to take us. It's going to take you and me and the world together to be innovative, to bring us forth. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Love is not going to get it. It's going to take innovation, communication, and expanding within ourselves to move the life forward. And I will see you Thursday night with Kimberly West. And I want to thank everybody for being here. And we'll talk to you later.